Blog Talk Radio.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Inside, I need to need you back in my life, baby. When you left, I lost so
The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the morning because your hair speaks volumes.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist, and one of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes, born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina, and I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I call you a celebrity stylist. Sometimes folks, some of the hairstylists don't want to be known as a celebrity stylist. They don't want to be referred to that way. Does it bother you when someone says celebrity stylist?
No, I actually like it. I'm sorry. I was like, you worked in the industry long enough. You owed your dues. I appreciate the tag. I appreciate
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely fit the bill. So I want to, well, absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late Prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you've been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure. Which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Pearls with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
And about your life working with Prince. So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Are you, what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story. I did catch part of it where the Prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak. Can you, do you remember that story? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious how just the thought of it cracks me. Yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that
so
wasn't Big Coco, was it?
Yes, it was. Big Coco.
Okay.
And so I have
been done my research.
Yes, I have been dating him for a while, and so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area, so he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I have been like, I go whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, once I, it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set, I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but she went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up and she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know, and it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready, and all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio, and one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
Definitely.
So I had been doing photo shoots. I had been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist, I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me, he opened the book, and he said, so you do hair, you know, in his, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing, and I noticed on her table, she had this hairspray, I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do Prince, but I said, if she's using it, I'm going to use it, because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally, the opportunity presented itself. I went to the salon. I blacked out the windows. I knew how to do that. I got the salon ready. And about an hour later, I get a phone call, and he said, Kim, this is Prince. And I said, oh, my God. And so he says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I said, oh, okay, well, no problem. I said, next time, you know, you in Los Angeles, just know you got a hairstylist. He said, well, do you travel? Now, mind you, I'm 19, 20 years old. I ain't never left Inglewood, let alone California. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth, and I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story, like it's on the spot, you're getting hired. And so literally, I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no, no, no. I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they're sitting in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have no. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent the limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you
time
say
I
on
thought,
a plane,
no.
Was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial
or?
Airline, yes.
Okay.
For most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on, sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's Christmas Eve.
That's like you're from California.
Yes. So seasons was the first time I met seasons was traveling with Prince. And so saw snow. I got to the gates open to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walk me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room, and it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. This is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained. Got it. I've already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay. 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the purple rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I said, okay. So finally, his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though. You're very
smart.
That was very
wild. Yeah, mama didn't play that. Mama trained
very well.
Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. So he's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house. And so I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled. And he said, okay, for real. He coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained. They call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens. So they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio. There's a disco. There's a performance area. This place is massive.
And there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there.
Absolutely. It's a complete compound. It is amazing.
Yeah.
Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would impress Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely. Yes. And finally, Prince stuck his head in the door, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so little. Like, it didn't matter. Like, when you see Prince on stage, he's larger than life. He is this huge entity. But when you see him in person, he's a small stature man. He's very quiet. He's very humble. He's very meek. And he used to ask me all the time, you know, I got like 10 personalities. I was like, yeah, I met all of them. So it's a different Prince in every element of the – but he stuck his head in the door. He said – yeah, I love your work, he said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, Kim, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going. Keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, "What? Who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's wow. when my reality shifted, and I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York. And I had been with him like 2 weeks that by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find a salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yeah. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, no. He said, and what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but Prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up, I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody
He's
else.
Just a person.
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It tastes like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know. And I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else. And he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career. But Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s. And myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course. And I remember flying out to Los Angeles. And we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
And Prince was there. We were on a second floor. And they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had, when I tell you they had all these fancy cars pulling up.
Absolutely.
And I do mean fancy. It was right there off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah,
and I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay.
We go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up on, they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince? We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard. Yes. It was he and one fellow. That was it. So it kind of fits in with what everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we did.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that we ever had any, that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist. And she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z. And this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that. Or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration in the move to the book?
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school, I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, a year off? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to college right away. I'm just going to chill out. I said, and you know, just find myself. I said, I didn't, you know, have no babies. I brought you a diploma. I did everything you told me to do. I said, now I'm just going to chill. She said, okay, great. So about 2 or 3 months into that, she said, what you getting ready to do? I said, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. I'm just going to chill. And she said, no, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up, you going to get a job, you going to school, or you going to get the hell out of my house? Oh. I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A., and walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they're talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What did I just sign up for? So sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room to close the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do? So sure enough, went to beauty school. Every day there was a teacher there, Miss Cooper. She used to ask me every day, what are you doing here, Barry? I said, I'm here because my mother making me come here. She said, oh, really? She said, oh, well, you know by the end of these 12 months, I'm going to turn you into a hairstylist. I said, you're not going to turn me into nothing. I'm just here because I gotta be here so my mother stay off my back. She said, yeah, okay. So sure enough, about 6 months into the course, mind you, this is a 12-month course that I finished in 9 months because I was so mad. I did not miss a day. I went every day. I wanted to get this over with. I was mad. I joined in the middle of the summer. My friends are like, Kim, come on, we're going to the beach. We're going to Disneyland. I said, no, I got to go to school. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to knock this out. In the course of being in beauty school, I met a young sister named Pat who had been there for almost 4 years. I said, you know that's not real college, right? You know we're supposed to get out of here in this year. So I knew that I wasn't going to prolong this longer than I had to. So sure enough, 6 months into the course, they did a statewide competition. 200 kids came out from all over California. You had to bring a model. We didn't know that it was a head-to-toe competition. I just happened to tell one of my homegirls, can I use you as a model? She was like, yeah. So I said, okay, I knew she had been, she was an only child, spoiled, rotten. I said, okay, bring your stuff. So her mother had bought her like 6 or 7 prom dresses. She came dressed to the nines. When I tell you, beautiful gown, gloves, diamonds, the whole nine. So, I, of course, for the getting her ready for the hair show, I was like, do you mind if I cut your hair? She was like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. I turned my sister's hair orange. I turned it pink. I said, oh, my God. I kept going back to Miss Cooper, like, can you help me? She said, no, go to your textbook. Now, mind you, she helping everybody in the school. I said, oh, my God. I was like, you helping this person, you helping that person. She said, go back to your textbook. I was like, what in the world? So I said, okay. Finally figured out her hair color, got her color corrected, got her straight. We go to the competition. Like I said, my girl showed up, head to toe, beautiful gown, hair, butter was whipped. So we get to the competition. It's a two-day competition. Out of 200 kids, I placed top 10. So out of the top 10, the top 10 come back the next day. And out of, she showed up again, bam, banging hair, bam, banging dress, outfit, outstanding. We get to the competition out of top 10. Kim Berry takes first place. When
get
they hand me the
here.
Trophy, absolutely. When they hand me the trophy and the check, Miss Cooper walks over to me and she said, no help from her, mind you. She was watching from a distance, though. She said, didn't I tell you I was going to turn you into a hairstylist? I said, oh, my God. I said, so I didn't know I was getting Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax on, wax on. Wax. I said, it was so intricate of how all of these people played a part in my journey to get me to the finish line. Like I said, Mr. Goins, the owner of the school, built my speed up. Miss Cooper made sure that my technique was on point because everything was by the book. She took me out of class early one Easter and made me go on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't have no business on the floor. I just started in beauty school. She said, you got this, Kim. I'm doing this lady's hair. Did a pocket curl, burned this lady's hair. She walked up to me. She said, Kim, she said, did you burn this lady's hair? I said, absolutely not. She walked through this lady's head and found the exact spot. I had took the curl, put it in my pocket. They call it a pocket curl. Put the curl in my pocket. I was like, she said, now, the next time, she said, first of all, these people know that you're in beauty school. Now, the next time I ask you, did you make a mistake, just say, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to shrink up. She said, these people know that you're in beauty school, so it's okay. They're willing to take the risk because they know that, you know, you're learning. I was like, wow, who knew? I said, I was so embarrassed. She was like, now, finish this lady's hair and let's keep on going. And so they gave the lady a little gift certificate to come back and get her hair done again and, you know, for free and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God. I said, didn't even know that all of this was building me up, building my character to get me ready for the real test that I was about to, you know, the journey that I was about to partake in. So it was everybody along your path, you have to know that it's some form of an angel, some form of a teacher. So it was just an incredible journey getting to this point because I never thought about doing hair, didn't want to be a hairstylist. Knocked that 12-month course out in 9 months. When I graduated and still 30 years later went back to the beauty school, Mr. Goins said, I always talk about you. I tell all my students about Kim Berry, that Kim Berry is a celebrity hairstylist. Matter of fact, our school is one of the highest ones that has most of the celebrity hairstylists. Candida Farmer, Candida is a celebrity hairstylist. Everyone knows her in California. Pam Farmer, celebrity makeup artist. Kim Liu is another celebrity makeup artist who graduated from our school. So we produce some of the biggest.
Apparently.
Yes, makeup and hair artists that work in the industry to this date in California. Like, it was just amazing how they all led a part in my journey. And it's just amazing. When I look back on it, I thank God. I don't take nothing for granted, and I bless God for every part of my journey.
Absolutely. I love everything that you have said. And I have to tell you, I got to go back to one part which just cracks me up. I can't wait to, just to remind everybody better. But it reminds me so much. I love your journey, and we have so much in common. But I think this is every black mama who says,
yes.
You can't, because I swear to you, it's the same story. I had grown up thinking that I'm going to just lay in the house when I graduated high school and thinking I'm just going to sit around the house, you know, and I don't have to go to school now, so great.
Right.
Man, my mama, she told me you're going to get a job or go to school or get out,
right.
Literally
That's
in
right.
that order. And so I said, oh, my God, you brought back memories. So I'm sure that's every black mama in America. We don't play that stuff.
Mama don't play that.
Not at all. And especially from North Carolina. Anybody from North Carolina, ain't nobody playing that kind of thing. Now, let me tell you, Kim, I love this. I love the story. You are just amazing. If you're just tuning in, I better bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. This is a very, very special interview this morning with none other than I'm calling you the superstar celebrity hairstylist, Ms. Kim Berry. Again, we're welcoming you to the show. She's also the author of Diamonds and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z. So when you guys are out there Googling it or going on to Amazon or picking up the book, definitely you want to search it correctly. So tell us about this amazing book. Now, I've seen some of the things online. Tell us about Diamonds and Curls.
Yes, Diamonds and Curls is my memoirs, 29 years rolling with rock royalty. That's my book. Working for one of the most iconic stars in the world. Like, you know, I tell everybody this little girl from the hood did good, you know. It was just amazing of how basically our lives were so intertwined, he and I together. We literally grew up together. And because most marriages, like I said, I outdid both of his marriages. He was only married for 4 years apiece, and I outlived his lawyers, his doctors, his wives. You know, I was there when his mother died, when his father died, when his baby died. I was there for some of the most intricate highs and some of the worst lows of his life. And God chose me to walk alongside this man, you know. So I'm telling intimate stories of literally how I, you know, was there. Some of the stories were just, it was just he and I, like, you know, and how we laughed together, how we prayed together, how we bagged on each other's mamas together. Like, it was just the most incredible journey. So I'm not telling the stories about, you know, book sales and, you know, concerts and all that. There's enough of those books out there. I'm telling the more intimate side. Nothing scandalous, nothing salacious. Just literally our everyday life of how I walked alongside, you know, one of the most, like I said, biggest names of our time, that he literally created the soundtrack to our lives, you know. And I'm telling the intimate stories, the part that people would never get a glimpse of unless, you know, I pulled the curtain back. One of my hashtags is behind the purple curtain, and showing people what life was like on an everyday journey with this man.
Now, did I uncover somewhere that you were not necessarily a Prince fan at first, you know, before you started working with him in that way? You were aware of him and his music, but you weren't necessarily like the number one fan. So how did that happen, or how did it come about, and did that change along the way?
Well, hanging around him, you have to become a fan. He teaches you what real music is.
Yes.
I had knew his popular things, Little Red Corvette, Kiss. I remember watching Kiss on a video, just watching it, and I was
just
staring.
You knew the 80s.
Yes. So yeah. I knew of him, but I, like I said, never thought that I would wind up working with him. I wasn't a fan, and so I think that's another reason what kept me around so long, because I wasn't so geeked out and tripping off of him when I got around him. It was a job for me to do. I showed up, like one of the fans said on my page yesterday, I would have just kissed him, you know, and I said, and you would have just been fired. So, you know what I mean? So I didn't fan out over him. I wasn't geeked out. I showed up every day. I did what I was supposed to do. I tell people all throughout the book that I served him as if he was God himself, you know, because everything that I do, my mother had already instilled in me, you do it with excellence, you know, and whether it be the trash man or the biggest man on the totem pole, you serve everybody with respect, and you do it with excellence. And so it was nothing for me to show up every day. Like, it was a blur. It went by in a blur, because It was just what I did every day. I served this man. I was with him sometimes 6 months out of the year, gone away from my family. I missed holidays. I missed, you know, big things. Even, you know, I was telling some people, my daughter's first steps, once my daughter was born, I missed my daughter's first steps being on the road with Prince. I came home off the road. My mother said, I have a surprise for you. And my daughter came walking across the floor. I was like, no, like I missed my daughter's first steps, you know. So you miss some big things in life at home, but, you know, family was able to enjoy some beautiful things. They were able to travel the world with me sometime, my mom and my daughter, and you know, but they had some beautiful Christmas and holidays because of Prince, you know. So, I said, so it was awesome. The exchange was well worth it, you know, the exchange. So a lot of my friends were like, oh, if I were you, I wouldn't take, because Prince talked crazy to you and expect you to be there in the morning. I wouldn't take this off of him, and, you know, I wouldn't let him say that to me. I said, okay, let me see now. You at home on your mama's couch, and I'm in Switzerland in one of the most beautiful hotels in the world. So don't tell me what you won't take off somebody, because I said, you'll do what you got to do to get the job done. So those, all those stories will be. So right now, Volume 1 is out now, and I'm actually going to re-release Volume 1 April 22nd of next year. I'm looking forward to adding some new stories to the book, and then what I'm doing is 10-year chronicles at a time. So I'm doing Volume 2 and Volume 3. So the fans have looking forward. So they're already chomping at the bit and asking, when's the next book coming out? Because I ended every book on a cliffhanger. So each one will end. So, you know, back in the day when we had Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boy Mysteries,
the
book will be like that. And so each book will end on a cliffhanger leading you to the next book. Instead of doing, you know, this big, thick Bible-type book, it's like putting 30 years in one book. I didn't want to do that to the fans. I didn't want to bore them. So there's pictures in the book, behind-the-scenes pictures. There's, like I said, stories. There's also, they always ask me, like, well, what products did you use on Prince's hair? And what what type of makeup did he use, and what type of soap? So I have what's called the Endorphin. What Prince had a song called the Endorphin Machine. And so in each part of the book, there's a small section, and there's cartoons that are drawn by Mr. Gary, and then there's another brother who's an artist. His name is, oh my God, just because I'm trying to tell you, oh, his name escapes me. Anyway, there's an artist who illustrated the book, and that I'm going to tell you his name in just a few minutes.
It'll come to you, but that will come
Moiselle.
Back to it.
Yeah, the brother's name is Moiselle. His name is Moiselle.
Oh, Moiselle.
So,
okay.
Yes, he did these beautiful illustrations in the book. So the book is beautifully designed. And so we have the artist pictures by Moiselle. Then there's the cartoon characters that of my hairstyles all over the world. So Gary lent his expertise to the book as well. So both of those brothers, I appreciate them so much. In each part of the book, the Endorphin pages are different anecdotes of, you know, things that I've shared with Prince, different hair products that I've used on him. And speaking of hair products, before Prince passed away, we were coming up with a product line, which I'm definitely going to produce. I'm bringing it to manifestation. It'll be coming out real soon. So we have a hair product line that's inspired by Prince. The fans are going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. The packaging is amazing, and I can't wait to get it to the masses. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I can't wait, because you're going to come right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show and tell everybody all about it. We're so happy for you. Well, listen,
Kim,
I want to, absolutely. Well, I also want to find out, you know, some of the actual stylings and things like that. Now, did you go with him, like, during concerts and literally work at the concerts, or were you mainly just at the house on that before he left the house, or how did all that work?
Well, when I first started, it was the early, I graduated after high school and then beauty school. I only did stuff when he came to L.A. But as things progressed, I literally became his everyday stylist. So I traveled like I was his right hand. Like, Prince didn't go anywhere without his hairstylist and his bodyguard, like I said before. So I was everywhere with him, every concert. Like, people ask me to this day, were you there at this? Were you there at this party? I was at every after party. I was at every concert. I was at every. So for 29 years, if you could imagine, literally all over the world, wherever Prince was, Kim was somewhere in the background.
Wow. Now, we're just trying to wrap our brain around that, because you're talking about being a young person and literally seeing the world. Now, what about some of the other celebrities? Did you was Prince your only client during that period, or did you also do some other hits?
No. Thank God, over the time, over the years, I was able to work on, when I would come back to Los Angeles, I had the opportunity. I was good friends with Cat Williams' manager.
Oh, Cat
and
Williams.
So Cat Williams has been a client of mine for the last 10 years. I just did a movie with him called 2 Minutes of Fame. It was the most hilarious event of my life. There were so many comedians: Sinbad, George Wallace, Lunell, Red Grant,
wow.
Jay Farrow, you name it. They were on set. We laughed all week. It was the most hilarious thing that I have ever done. Meet the Blacks, you know, did hair with Cat. Every one of his comedy shows that you've seen in the last 10 years, that's all Kim Berry's hairstyles on Cat Williams. DJ Quick is a client of mine. Wendy wow. Raquel Robinson, Loretta
yes.
Devine, Tamara Mari. God has just really been in the blessing business. I have been able to touch some of the most beautiful celebrities, and it's been a great journey. It's just been amazing, and I'm looking forward to what God is you know, going to do next. So
yeah.
Still working on photo shoots and videos to this day. So I'm still rolling in the industry. But people are like, well, what are you going to do now? Like, I was just going to crawl in a hole and die. No, when I met Prince, I was doing hair. When I die, I'm going to be doing hair. So I'm still rolling. I'm like, I tell people, don't, you ain't seen the end of me yet. So don't count me out. God ain't finished with me yet. So I'm looking forward to what God is about to do. So like I said, I have the product line coming out, the hair extension line that's going to be coming out. I'm up to some big things. God is doing it, and I'm excited about what he's about to do.
Well, I see that you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we know that you're on to big things, and we love
yes,
it. What I cannot wait to get into, and this is a great time to talk about this, we're excited. We're excited to have you, because we're going to be exploring having you to come back and give us a full series on
yes.
this amazing life. And I want to say it's based on Diamonds and Curls, which is your amazing book. Again, Curls is spelled with a Z. So when you Google it out there, and Kim Berry is an amazing author out there with this telling and retelling of the stories of her life with Prince for 29 years. That's a long time. So,
yes,
you and you talked about some of the different changes along the way, not so much changes, but some of the different experiences along the way that you had an opportunity to have a front row seat, literally, could have been a concert seat, but literally a front row seat to this man's extraordinary life. Was there mm-hmm. any part of it that really kind of, that you were kind of surprised, you didn't expect Mr. Prince to be that way, you know? So some kind of, you might have gone and thinking he was one way, and then come to find out he was totally different, and maybe in
yes.
a pleasant way. So anything you want to kind of share with us about any kind of thing like that?
Well, like I said, he was a practical joker.
Really?
He played jokes on people all the time. if you go back to the Morris Day times, they literally kidnapped some of the band members and came out on the stage and played for Morris. Like, if you read everybody's stories, if you lined all our books up,
yeah.
you know, year, you'll find out who the man Prince really was. Because one thing about it, he was consistent. He had his, I call it, you know, asshole moments.
Right.
He was mean to you. He had his moments where he was loving. He had his moments where he was hilarious. He had his moments where, you know, it was just an awesome experience all the way around.
He felt like he was an all-around person to me. That's
he really was.
Thing,
and most people. Absolutely. Most people, you know, they want to make it like, oh, he floated on a cloud and, you know, he pooted purple dust. No, he was a human being. He was a man. That's what I'm telling about in my book, is the humanity side of Prince, that he was a man, that he laughed, that he cried, that he desired certain things, that he longed for certain things, that he, you know, just like all of us, he put his pants on one leg at a time. And so people want to be like, oh, he's this mystic god. No, he was a human being. and he hurt, he laughed, he cried, he was human. And that's what I love about it. I'm trying to think of one moment that the Dave Chappelle moment when Dave Chappelle talked about the shirts and the blouses. That story was absolutely true. Now, mind you, we were all sitting in the kitchen in Paisley Park, and so they had just got through, you know, having a recording session in the studio, so the band members, everybody in there, that was our normal thing, everybody hanging out in the kitchen, laughing and talking and eating lunch. And so then on comes the Dave Chappelle show. And so they do the shirts and the blouses. Now, mind you, everybody in the room is cracking up laughing. And so they're laughing because Prince is the butt of the joke. And so this is a true story that really happened. Charlie Murphy and all the crew came and played basketball against Prince. Inside Paisley Park, there's a full basketball court. Most people don't know that Prince was a basketball superstar in high school and literally would go out and ball you crazy in his six-inch heels. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Like the boy did not play. He could play some basketball. So anybody that came in Paisley Park was getting challenged to basketball, ping pong, whatever he could whoop you at, you was going to get challenged at it. And so he had a full ping pong table set up in Paisley. It was awesome all the time. And so the show came on, and I was just cracking up laughing, and he's looking at me like, that's funny to you, Kim? I said, oh, let me straighten up. No, sir, that's not funny. I said, but come on now, you know that's funny. And we laughed at Prince so hard that day, but it was just so amazing because we all knew it was true, that it really did happen. And so so it was just awesome to just be around him, you know. And when he would laugh at you, if we was having a bag session and he'd be bagging on people's mamas, him and the guys in the band would be going back and forth. He would read jokes, like books on your mama jokes. So he would clown them. He was just hilarious. And so it was funny, especially if he bagged on you and it was funny, he was going to laugh from his gut, like he would scream. Like, it was just so funny. But when he was the butt of the joke, you know, he'd look at you sideways. That's funny to you, Kim? I'm like, oh, no, sir, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. He's like, I'm not laughing, Kim. And I was just like, yeah, then you know this funny. I said, so he was just a real dude. And it was just amazing just to be around him, you know. And I just love it. I just love that I had the opportunity to walk alongside that man. It was so amazing.
Kim, I have to take you to this part. What do you miss most about Prince?
I really got to say his laugh. That voice, everybody was like, you know, did he talk really deep? No, well, yeah, he did. But he had the whisper, you know, especially if somebody was around that he didn't know who was in the room, he would come up behind me and whisper in my ear, who's that, to your left? And who's that? I'd be like, okay, that's your lighting director. You don't know who that is. Like, it's so many people on tour, you don't know who it is. But, you know, I missed that laugh, the joy that he carried in his heart, always joking around, just being a all-around funny dude. That laugh, I think more than anything, I'm going to miss that laugh. And the funny faces that he would make, the smirks and the side eyes and the, you know, if somebody was in the room, oh, my God, like him and I would communicate literally by eyeballs. Like, do you see this fool? Like, do you see what's happening? You know, and it would be so funny, like the little things that we created over the years, you know. Him and Maite had a sign language, you know, that they would speak in. And it was just all kind of stuff that, you know, he created over the years. Everybody in the camp had their own little thing with him, you know, that everybody can speak on. So that's what was just amazing. Like I said, if you line all the books up, you'll literally learn the different parts of Prince and how amazing he was.
Well, we are talking about Diamonds and Curls with a Z. By the amazing celebrity superstar stylist, Miss Kim Berry, the 29-year, you know, hairstylist relationship with Prince, superstar Prince. This has been something that, to me, I think it's kind of unparalleled. I don't think I know of too many folks out there who've been with the celebrity that long. Now, maybe there's some, but very few stories. So what do your family members think now, and also your friends, and how did they react? Because sometimes friends can be a little jealous. Sometimes we're going to just put it on out there of the types of things that you were able to accomplish in your life. Did you ever experience that where some were a bit on the jealous side, or no?
Not really. All my friends were cool for the most part. Like
you
I
had
said,
real friends.
Yeah. You had some people, like I said, that would listen to my stories. I wasn't too many people I could talk to that was outside of the camp, so I kept it, you know, real close to the belt. But the few people that I did tell different stories of what I was going through or how I experienced life, you know, on the road and, you know, being with this man, you know, I had a few smart alecks, like I said, that would talk crazy and be like, I wouldn't take that off of him. I wouldn't let him say that to me. I'm like, don't tell me what you wouldn't say or what you wouldn't take. I said, because like I said, you at home sitting on your mama's couch, and I'm literally sitting in, you know, we went in the ice hotel in Switzerland, and we traveled on camels across the sands in Egypt and walked through pyramids, and, you know, I had an amazing life with this guy. And so, you know, it wasn't much that you could share. Like, people didn't even know that it was even me until the camera showed up on my doorstep and interviewed me, you know, the night that Prince died and the day after Prince died, and all these people. I was on 2020 and all these other, you know, fabulous television shows, and people are like, that was you all these years, you know, that was you. I was like, yeah, it was me, you know. And so we collaborated on hairstyles, like we collaborated, you know, with his music, and you know, so it wasn't many people that I could talk to. I had to keep it close to the belt, and the few people that did know it was me, one of my girlfriends, Shanice Wells, she would tell me all the time, she said, you so humble, you so down to earth, like people didn't know, like you would get off the plane coming from Milan, and then you'd be like, let's go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a two-piece, because I was never geeked up, I was never haughty or high on myself, I knew what I did, I knew who I served, I knew who I walked alongside, but for, like I said, most people didn't know that they, like I would be in an elevator one day, it was Lala Anthony and, you know, a couple other, you know, high-end girls in the radio industry, and they were talking about, girl, Prince changed his hairstyles like I change underwear, you know.
And they
I was
didn't
just
know
like, they,
you were
they didn't
right
even
there.
Know that Prince celebrity, Prince stylist was standing right next to him, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I kept it to myself, and I just rolled along, because Prince was a private person, you know, and up until the time of his death, you know, many people didn't know much about him, you know. So I said, there's people writing books and stories, telling stories about him that didn't even know him. They're talking about the Prince that they think they know. So who better to tell the story than the person that walked alongside him directly, you know. And I got death threats when I decided to write the book, and people told me, you don't have any business telling his story, you know, sit down somewhere and be quiet. Why does the little black girl have to sit down somewhere and be quiet? Why can't she tell her story? But there are people out in the industry that's selling books that's telling their story that didn't know anything about Prince, or they're telling the theoretical part of Prince. But I can tell you directly how he loved and how he spoke and how he thought and how he walked, you know. So why don't I get to tell my story? So finally I stopped living in fear and decided to be the woman and be the person that Prince literally built me up to be. And taught me how to be. Like I said, he and I grew up together and became different people because God placed us in each other's lives. So I tell people, they like, how did you think that you would have been able to be there for so long? It was the God in me that saw the God in him, and he needed that around him. He needed somebody real that wasn't a yes man, that wasn't, you know, he used to call me, you know, his homegirl from the hood. So he used to ask me all the time, what was the pulse in the neighborhood? What were people thinking about his music? What did people think? So I literally had his ear. I literally was able to influence some of the things that Prince did in his music and throughout his career that people don't
know
about.
Prince,
you know,
would ask you, like, you were kind of like your, you know, the ear to the ground, or what did it call it? But you knew, you know, he would kind of let you kind of gauge what, or he would use you to gauge what the folks kind of might have thought of him.
He would bring music into the studio, and he would play me some of the songs. And, you know, he knew if I stood kind of stoic and didn't move, he was like, you ain't feeling that. I was like, no. And so then he would play a certain song, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that's banging. Yeah, that's going to be a banger right there. So I remember one night we were in the hair salon, and we were doing his hair, and he said, Kim, I need your voice. And I said, what you mean? He was like, I said, I can't sing. He said, don't worry about it. I can make you sound any way I need you to sound. I was like, he said, I just need the voice. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So we go into the studio, and he told me what to say. And people don't know that I'm on one of the tracks, Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob. And I was like, that song to this day is one of my favorite songs of Prince. Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob. Get Freaky, Get Funky. I was like, "That's," and I'm on that track, and people don't even know. And it is so amazing. Like, what,
I
like,
gotta, we're going to play that. We got to get that song.
Absolutely. I love it. One of my other favorite songs of his is Face Down. When he brought the beat in the studio, he was like, Kim, what you think about this beat? And I was like, oh, my God, just dope. And he came in there one night. He was like, Kim, this is what we got to do. Go buy me some church hats. Go get me some boas. Go get this. So we got some of the wildest outfits. Me and his wardrobe person ran out to this costume store, brought back all this crazy stuff. So you'll see them in church hats. And so I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. So I worked doing whatever needed to be done in wardrobe. And if it was trash on the floor, he'd be like, Kim, pick it up. You know, come on now. You my girl. Just, let's have my back. So there was no, I served as a bodyguard sometimes. I served as you know, his personal go-to girl. So it was just amazing. You know, like people wound up after he passed, like how did I wind up with so many of his things? Because I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. I held the makeup. I held the clothing. I had his shoes. I had his socks. I had his handkerchiefs. So I had to be prepared for whatever he needed. I was the all-around go-to girl. I wasn't just his hairstylist. We left hairstylist-client relationship long after, way before, yeah. And it's like I said, most people aren't with their lawyers and the doctors for more than 20-plus years, and I outlived everything that went through Prince's life, his relationships, his lawyers, his doctors, his everything. I saw him grow into the man that he became, and it was just a beautiful journey, and that's what you'll see throughout the book, Diamonds and Curls. I tell people Prince was the diamond and I was the curls of the book. And so my book is based on the different facets of a diamond, the cut, color, clarity, and the characteristics of a diamond. So all those different chapters, the book is broke down into those chapters, and my stories fall in between all of those, the cut of a man, the color of a man, the clarity, and what made him up to be that person. And so that's how my book is based on the diamond, and just showing how, you know, Farrakhan gave a quote just saying how beautiful the colors that he gave off throughout his lifestyle and of the diamond. And so that's why I brought that into my book. And so I'm just excited about, like I said, to share my story of who this man was and bring it to the nations of the humanity of who he was. Not the celebrity. I'm talking about the man, Prince.
The real Prince. Now, I love what you just said also, that there were items and things that you kind of have. Is there one piece that you have that you can just tell us about, just one piece?
Well,
that
I
you
have,
still have
one
that
of the
meant some,
the gold iconic,
things.
Yes, the gold iconic outfit that he wore on stage. Whatever Prince had, he had many copies of, because we would leave stuff behind in arenas. We would leave, so we always had to have many of the different outfits. But I have one up right now to this day that I know that I'll probably wind up keeping, is one of the gold outfits that traveled all over the world with him. And so when I go on my book tour, you know, coming up, that will be displayed every time I show up. So when you see Kim Berry, you'll see the gold iconic outfit that Prince wore on stage night after night.
Now, I wish
traveled,
I could
but,
fit into it, because I would certainly try.
And he was a tiny man.
But I'd pop it open all
God.
Over the place, yeah.
Right. He was a tiny man, and people don't realize until they see his shoes or they see his clothes of how tiny he really was. He was a very small in stature man, but he was bigger than life, you know.
He towered in real life.
I said the prince that sat in my hair salon chair was not the prince that you saw on stage. And the prince that you saw, he was humble, he was kind, he was quiet, but then he was loud and he was rambunctious, and you know, so he has so many different facets to him. That's why the diamond fits him perfectly. You know, when I characterize him, that he was, it was so much to him, but he was this beautiful star that God created. He used to tell me all the time that he was downloaded by God to bring music to the world, and that he knew that this gift was given to him. And I tell people that when he died, that when he got to the gates of heaven, that he'll be able to say, God, I left everything you gave me on the stage, you know, because he gave it to them night after night. And it was so beautiful to be able to see live music and see him perform. And like, he would go out for the, like, his encores. He would do 5 and 6 encores after a 2 and 3 hour show and give 10 people, whoever stayed behind, that them 10 people, he would give them a show like it was an arena filled with 70,000 people. Like, he was so dope like that. But it was the music and whatever energy you gave him, he was going to give that energy back. And it was so amazing to be a part of that and see him rock so many. You know, I would stand on outside of the stage and just see him wave his hand and be like, put your hands up, you know. And one man could rock so many. It was just amazing night after night to be a part of that journey and meet so many different celebrities, Sheila E. and Patti LaBelle and Candy Dolfer and, you know, Chance Howard. And, I mean, man, it was just so amazing. Mike Phillips, to see all these stars, he picked them out, handpicked each one of these celebrities, and they became Maceo Parker, Najee, just amazing. And I was able to hang around all these celebrities and be a part of their lives night after night. And it was just amazing, like I said, that God chose me to be around all of these people. And it was just amazing that the family, you know, lifestyle that we built with these people year after year, different celebrities and different people that he built and created, and, you know, Carmen Electra, you know, that I was able to, you know, actually come in contact with and be a part of. All people like, did you do the women in his lives hair? Absolutely. Anybody that was hanging around Prince, Kim touched them. You know, Andy Allo, you know, that all these people are now celebrities in their own right.
That's right. Wow.
It was just amazing to be a part of their lives. And you know, now I can tell the story. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was part of that, you know. And it was just amazing night after night, like I said, just to be a part of that.
Well, let me just say this, Kim. We are looking forward to all of the installments of this book, Diamonds and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z. Your story. It's by Kim Berry. So you definitely want to check it out. Now, what are some of the best ways they can find this book? And, of course, we're gonna kind of get it right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
But tell us some of the other ways they can get the book today.
Thank you. Yes, you can go to my website. It's www.diamonds, and the letter N, C-U-R-L-Z. So Diamonds in Curls is the website. So you can go to my website. It'll take you straight to Amazon. You can get the book there. And if you hit me on there and send me an email, I can set it up where we can do a special signing. I can, you know, personally autograph the book for them. And then also, like I said, coming up, I'll be doing a book tour, so you can stay tuned on the sign up on the website. And I'll be coming to a city near you, so you guys look forward to that.
Well, we're going to bring you out to my expo. We have a huge expo in May. It's the world's first 8-day expo, period. And it's my very own, called HairNationExpo.biz. And we want you to come out here. So we're going to contact your folks and get you scheduled to come out here and do a huge, huge book signing and meet all the fans that you're making today right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely. I would love that. And then also, I'm on Instagram. Kim Berry on set, K-I-M Berry, B-E-R-R-Y on set, Kim Berry on set. So you can find that across all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Kim Berry on set, or hit up Diamonds and Curls. If you Google me, you'll find Kim Berry. So just look for me. And I, like I said, I'm excited to, you know, continue sharing my stories with the world. And I'm just looking forward to what God has for me next. The product line is coming out. The hair extension line is coming. So I'm excited, and I cannot wait to, you know, see the fans again. I hate that, you know, the world is in this episode, you know, right now. But I'm looking forward to seeing the world, and I'm looking forward to being back with people. I miss people. I love people. So I'm looking forward to being, you know, being seeing people again.
Well, listen, we've got you now on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so you're going to be indoctrinated as a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show family. So we are excited. We're going to keep everybody informed about all of your comings and goings in the business. So we're just so grateful to have you this morning on our broadcast. Anything you want to leave us with today? Any last thoughts?
I just want to say don't take anything for granted. Live your life to the fullest. Don't be afraid to step out on faith. You know, like I said, I just, you know, happen to be in the right place at the right time. God said that your gifts will make room for you. I perfected my craft doing hair in beauty school, not knowing that one day I would meet, and my first time out the gate, one of the biggest artists in the world, you know, Prince, would be my client for 20-plus years, and it was just amazing. So I just tell people, you know, perfect your craft, do what it is, hang around people that are doing what it is that you want to do, be the best at what you do, whatever it is, whether it be hair or makeup or, you know, get yourself ready, get your website, create your, you know, digital footprint, get your website ready, get everything prepared to get you ready for the time that you never know when God is going to explode you. If you want to be a celebrity stylist, hang around other celebrity stylists. Make yourself an assistant. Be there. Be present in the moment and be in the where you need to be. Hang around and rub elbows with people of what you want to do. And just be a part. Show up. Whatever it is you got to do in life, show up. Be a part of it. Love God. Keep your prayer life active. And, you know, like I said, people can reach me at the website, www.diamondsandcurls.com, Kim Berry on set, on all the platforms. And I'm just loving life, and I'm just glad to be a part of what God is, you know, going to do through me, for me, around me. And I'm just appreciative of you having me on the show. I thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to big things.
Absolutely. And remember, today's guest, Kim Berry, you guys can also, in addition to those amazing places, our platform, which is the Salon TV Network, we have a wonderful app, which is available on Google Play Store exclusively. And they can go right on and on the app, download it, it's free, and literally connect with our guests. And so it's all right there. So we're so excited. And that'll also put you in touch with the amazing Kim Berry. But in the meanwhile, we want you folks to get this book called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z. Again, it's about her amazing Kim Berry story, I call it, in her life with Prince, the amazing superstar. We're going to have you back soon to break it all down. We're going to do a whole series on this amazing book. This was just a little introduction today on our broadcast. I just want to say thank you. You are just a joy. And so while it might seem that you were just doing so many amazing things and, you know, helping out a superstar client, it seems to me to have been kind of the other way around. I see how folks can gravitate towards you. You have something very special that you've shared with us today. And that's very, very clear. So thank you, Kim. Thank you for being with us, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go, so stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and it is Tuesday morning. It's April 27th of 2021. It's our show number 553. I'm bringing to the line, this is actually my morning show team, but I'm so happy to kind of reintroduce you to. Joining us from out in, I'll say Manhattan, in New York City, Harlem Will. Now, he runs, Will has his own radio show. What can I say? You're doing your own thing, Harlem Will. It's so exciting to have you join us each morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning to you. And
good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir. And also bringing to the line down in Georgia, Miss Terry. Now, she is our fan contributor. She is probably our lead fan contributor at this point, and we're so excited to have you guys join us. We got a lot of stuff to get to this morning on this Tuesday. It's quite a bit of things happening out there in the world, plus I have quite a few announcements and some other things to get to. And so how are you guys doing? You know, just for you guys just joining us for the first time, Tuesday is like our Monday, because usually on Mondays we tend to run a repeat, or I'll say one of our recent shows. And then we're live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for call-in, for comments, and all that wonderful good stuff. And so, you know, how did you guys have a great weekend? Did you enjoy your 3 days, Miss Terry?
Oh, yes. Everything was great. We had some beautiful, sunshiny days here in Georgia. And so, yes, everything was great.
And you're in the Atlanta area, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Right on the edge of Atlanta in a little place called Decatur, Georgia, but people still call it Atlanta anyway. But, yes, I did. I enjoyed the weekend.
And we can hear the southern. We can hear the southernness, we're going to say, which
loving
we love.
It.
Thank
well,
you so much. Yeah.
Yes.
And we love it. Awesome. Well, it's glad to have you. Glad to have you with us, Miss Terry. And also Harlem Will. Will Powers out of Harlem, which is a part of Manhattan, which is in New York City. Good morning, Harlem Will. Great stuff going on. How are you doing? Did you have a good time over the weekend?
Yes, yes. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Yeah, I had a good time. I did enjoy myself. I was enjoying the it's a low rumble. I'm trying not to be too excited, but the Knicks are actually good again. So I don't want to spoil the apple car, but the
no,
Knicks
don't spoil, don't jinx it.
Really good. And I'm ready to start. Yeah, we're going to win the championship. No. Wait. With the New York Knicks. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Every time you get real happy, something bad happens. So
exactly.
I'm just glad that we're relevant again, and that you can tell there's a buzz in the air, you know, with everything going on. Because the Brooklyn Nets team has been getting so much shine lately because of the stars they signed, like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, James Harden.
Yeah.
Great players. It's a great team over there. But the Knicks,
right,
you know,
exactly.
we've been bad for such a long time that now that we got a little buzz, feel a little good around here. I was going around, everybody's like, yo, you hear the Knicks? I'm like, yeah, I'm really excited. So, yeah, sorry, Knicks fan over here, have to give a little shine to them because we're doing great.
I love it. Awesome. Good stuff. Listen, I'm thinking this is just fantastic. Keep us posted on all of that, okay? Harlem will, because that is your thing for sure. I also want to say, there's so much to get to today, and I kind of want to start and lead in with this. First of all, let me just backtrack a little bit. If you're just joining us, we led in this morning. Our leadoff interview was with the one and only Miss Kim Berry, the hair stylist to the almighty superstar known as Prince. So she was with Prince for about 29 years. And she chronicles all of this in her interview with me this morning. So if you missed that, you'll be able to play it back and actually listen. We go through all of that, and she talked about her amazing book that's out there. We love you and shout you out, Kim. And definitely you want to catch that if you haven't heard, if you missed it this morning somehow on the live show. I want to say our announcements. We've got a few things. First, I want to kind of start and tell everybody that Friday, Harlem, when you can, I think you research a little bit. I'm just going by my memory, is Hairstylist Day. So we want to definitely take a moment to recognize the amazing hairstylist, right? Mm-hmm. And we're blessed to have Miss Terry, who is a stylist, on with us each day. And we want to recognize the hairstylists around the world, not just here, but everywhere. And their amazing contributions. Mm-hmm. So we're real happy to wish them Happy Hairstylist Day. And then for us, we have May, the entire May, to celebrate here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we take care of the hair business. The month of May is Black Hair Month. We call it BHM. So we have figured this out where we are covering all kinds of amazing hair stories. We're talking about the Crown Act and so many other things that are out there. That our contributions really for people of color to the hair community. So, you know, we're real, real excited. We'll be walking through all of this, introducing you to some folks, reintroducing you to others, and just really kind of keeping things rolling along for the industry. We are big advocates for the entire industry, whether you're on the cosmetology side, whether you're on the natural hair side, whether you're on the product side, wherever you are along the spectrum, we support you. So we'll be talking a little bit more about BHM as we move along. So real good stuff. What do you guys think about that? Miss Terry, let's go to you. You're the stylist. What do you think about Black Hair Month?
Ooh. Well, for me, it's a Black Hair Year.
Every day is Black Hair Month for you.
Every day, right. Yes. So... And that's just the business I'm in. So, yeah, for me, it's more than Black Hair Month. It's Black Hair Day every day.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's actually
we appreciate
exactly
it,
what
we definitely appreciate the acknowledgement of having a day, but that's my day every day. So thank you.
Good. Well, I love hearing it. And Harlem Will, even though I know you're not on the hair side until now, because you're also the Caribbean spokesmodel for my beard oil, the Caribbean beard oil,
right.
So I'm so happy to have you here. But you can weigh in. What are your thoughts on, you know, black men, we are a big part of the hair community. So, you know, with
and
our barbering
and
with everything
it.
Else. And we don't know it.
Right.
We don't
and
know
a,
it.
A lot of, I'll say... A lot of us don't know it, but thanks to people like Kerry Hines, you know, I've had the fortune of being able to come across with, cross paths with, able to share his platform, share his knowledge and
what he
puts out there for exposure as far as helping out black men with the stuff that, for example, I would need help with. So, yes, I'm a spokesperson for the Caribbean Beard
exactly.
Oil.
Yay!
You know, yeah. I didn't know about beard oil until Mr. Carrion's introduced that, because I said, yeah, my beard is always ashy and stuff. So he's got these products out there, and just having a slew of other information out there. This is just more reason to listen to the Hair Radio Show, pay attention to all the events that's coming up, and participate, because yeah, this is an education on our hair. Our hair is not, it's not bad hair. It's not necessarily good hair. It just, it requires maintenance that we weren't educated on, and it's great to have that
exactly.
Have a platform like Hair Radio.
That's right.
That educates us.
Well, you said that incredibly well, Harlem Will. And you make me want to get on the Caribbean Beard Oil song, so we'll do that in a little bit. Which really, we have our own song out there. We really do, for the beard oil. So that's good. We've got a few other announcements. I just want to remind everybody that coming up in our third hour today, live on this Tuesday morning, April 27th of 2021, show number 553, we are excited to bring back to the show. Now, it's been a long time since this gentleman has joined us. He's going to be on live from California. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Sam Enon. We're real, real excited. He created the organization BOBSA, which let me just spell it out for everybody. It's B like boy, O like Oscar, B like boy, S like Sam, A like Alpha. It stands for Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. BOBSA.org is his website, so you can go on and read all about Sam in preparation, because we're going to be chatting with him. For you guys who pay, you know, you follow us every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you already know Sam. Like I said, he's been on with us several times. Sam's specialty is really helping folks, more so on the beauty supply side. He really gets these stores set up. He is their resource, their number one resource, and he has started a whole another part to his business in which he's providing a lot of hair video. Okay, folks, keep some of the background down if you can. But yeah, he's starting some a brand new part to his business in which he's reviewing some of the video, you know, helping folks with hair issues and stuff like that through his video part. So we're real excited. We'll have him talk a little bit more about that. It's called hairandbeautytalk.com. So I'm real, real happy about that. And we got some other things. Now, I want to kind of just chime in a little bit on some of the news. And coming up in just a bit, we still have more hair talk to get to. I'm going to get on Ahava Felicidad out of New Jersey. She goes in literally about natural hair talk. And you'll learn quite a bit just from listening to her, believe me. But also want to turn to some of the news items really quickly. You know, this is where you have to understand it's very hard for everybody, particularly people of color, where every day you turn on the news and it is just one devastating story after the next about violence and gun violence and police, what seems to be police brutality and all of this and how it affects folks. And for us, and I can certainly speak for myself, because we're not a monolith. It's not that we just put out one person and we speak for all people of color. That's not it. But as far as I'm concerned, it seems like what are our options? Because it is time for change. Change, and this is probably why a lot of these things are being revealed. And I'm kind of alluding to the gentleman who was shot in North Carolina in the back. He was trying to flee for his life. It's just really, really sad. The DOJ is opening up investigations in different cities around the country, a lot more than what was done under the previous Trump administration. But the thing is, I think it requires requires a lot more to be done. And we've got to look and figure out what needs to happen, because this is just unbearable. And no other community to me, and this is Carrie Hines, no other community would accept or tolerate what is happening to our community. No one else. I'm not going to pick on anybody else, but just to look at how quickly some of the task forces have been, you know, pulled up, and any little thing that that happens to other communities, everybody's rallying right away for change. But for us, it's one shooting after the next, daily. and it's just unbearable. But because our voices are so marginalized, we don't, we're not, you have such an economic disconnect, you know, unleveled playing field. We don't have control of the media. We don't get to put out our, you know, what we want, our positions or whatever it is, our, you know, discourse. We don't get to do that and have it all, everywhere. We are kind of being victimized all the time. All the time. And it is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm speaking for, you know, everybody, but I'm sure others feel the way I do, but I just had to say it's just unbearable. So we've got to find ways to stick together. I'm glad that we have this show. I'm glad, as you were saying, Harlan Will, about the hair side, but I'm also glad that we get a chance to speak about our community. Remember, Hair Radio is about hair, beauty, and community, period, as they say, with a T on the end. So just wanted to go ahead and get that out. So that's my little soapbox for today. And I, you know, so I just wanted to get that on across to everybody. And I want to turn over to Harlan. Well, Harlan, well, you got some stories on for this week, some things that are happening out there that we might have overlooked with all the other things that are going on. What have you got, Harlan? Well,
so let's see. So I wanted to start off with something very light. I know we wanted to save it to the end. But I wanted to start off something very light because, as Carrie Hines was saying, you know, it's been a very challenging time. I mean, practically for the last, you know, so on years, you know, just name a year. So there hasn't been a lot of good news out there. But here's a feel-good story that I found. So it was reported in The Nation that there was a hundreds gathered in a Nebraska field for a pool noodle brawl over the name Josh. So, in USA Today, it is reported hundreds of people flocked to a park in Nebraska on Saturday, this Saturday, to engage in an intense pool noodle brawl over the name Josh. And who was the winner of this big brawl that started on Reddit? A four-year-old named Joshua Vincent Jr., who was honored with a paper crown and hoisted in the air for all Joshes to see. It was a good event. It was sponsored for.
I love it.
And there was a fund that was raised for a local hospital that the young guy Josh came from anyway. And a lot of the proceeds went to his hospital. But it was a really fun event that came out there, started on the internet. And this is just one of those stories where it's just something that 2021 needed. And it's just a nice story out there in Nebraska.
I love it.
What do you guys
think
about that? Hear about something like that. Hundreds gathered to fight over the name Josh.
What do you think about that, Miss Terry?
It sounds like to me a lot of people have idle time on their hands.
Now hold it. Let me jump on in on that one. I will tell you, I love it. Because I'll tell you why. I don't know if you guys have done this, but I remember years ago, I used to have the URL CarrieHines.com. I used to own it. And I remember there was a lady who had the same name. I knew of her because I had Googled or looked it up years ago, and I knew that she was, we shared the same exact name. Her first name is Carrie, last name is Hines. I knew she was overseas. Yeah. She contacted me one time. She literally reached out to me one time. And I remember she was over in like Ireland or somewhere. It was some European country. And I remember her. And the moment that, because I said, well, I don't really like my Carrie Hines. Like, I never could use it. I could never figure out way back when about using it. So I just let it go. And boy, as soon as I let it go, she snapped it right up. She snapped it up. But that was one Carrie Hines. I've known a couple Carrie Hines. I really do. I always tell the story of the female Carrie Hines who is also in radio. And I thought she was someone who was kind of using my identity at first, and that's how we became friends. And she inspired, it's a true story, and she inspired me to go onto Blog Talk as well. I wouldn't have been doing what we do had it not been for her.
But she's not a true Heinz. She married a Heinz, so we're not related. But it was so, she really, her name was Carrie Heinz, and she also hosted a radio show called Center Stage, which is exactly what I did. So that is really correct. But, yeah, you guys never have Googled yourselves and looked at people. I mean, Facebook is full of folks with the same name.
No.
I find it fascinating. No?
I actually just Googled it, and CNN says viral pool noodle brawl starts as a pandemic boredom joke. So it's kind of right. It says it's a boredom joke. So I guess everybody's just bored. But kudos to the did you say they donated money to the charity and stuff? So kudos to that part.
Really good.
Yeah,
the guy that started it was Josh.
And he started it on Reddit. He started it on Reddit, and it took off. It started a year ago, and halfway through, somebody sent a reminder, and nobody thought it was really going to happen until, you know, a lot more reservations started being made in the area of Nebraska, and people started saying, "Hey, you know this. There's definitely going to be a large gathering around this. You guys should be prepared for it, you know, especially during pandemic time." So, you know, it's just like Ms. Terry was saying, yeah, it's quarantine. People had nothing to do. There was no real events for people to go to. So people are now getting creative and going, hey, I just need a reason to get out. So this is a great reason to come out. You know, I'll grab my pool noodle and go and have a good time. And people were wearing their masks. If you could see during the pictures, people were wearing their masks. I'm sure there was a lot of hand sanitizer out there, but a lot of people were just looking for a reason to have fun, you know, in 2021 after a year of just being bottled up. So this is one of those great stories out there. I felt that the public needs here. And there
love
was
it,
one more
quick
story if I wanted to get to, because we got a lot of show to get to. I wanted to talk a little science. Just to bring you guys into my science world. So NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter succeeds in historic first flight on Mars. All right? This is reported in NASA Monday. NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter, that's the name of the device, the helicopter that is on Mars right now, became the first aircraft in history to make a powered control flight on another planet. And if you I followed the story for a while. Mars air, the air on that planet
That's
is very, very thin. So to take flight in general is difficult enough. But to be able to succeed at it right now is something that humankind, as we all are, we're all, no matter what the race is, we're all human beings. Human beings are making strides on a different planet right now. And there is actually a human-made device flying on a different planet right now. Just something.
Well, I saw that video.
Right, what do you think about that?
I saw the video. Yeah, I saw the video. It jumped about a foot. And they were all clapping around.
It was a little drop.
I was like, oh, boy. You would think that they were the Wright brothers, you know. But anyway, I love
it,
though, Will.
It's on a different planet. You know,
it's on
like
a different planet.
Yeah.
This is true.
Planet.
On a different planet. Okay. Well, listen, Miss Terry, did you have something you wanted to say on that?
No. I actually did not see that, but I'm definitely going to go check it out. But I was wondering if any of you guys watched the Oscars.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was about to lead in with that as well. Just want to shout out to all the folks of color who are winning and the people who are making a difference out there as far as that goes in my world. The thing I think that caught everybody's attention was that Chadwick Boseman was expected to win for Best Actor, but Anthony Hopkins actually took home the prize for Best Actor. Now, so there's been a whole hubbub-a-loo about that. Maybe in the shows coming up, we can talk a little bit more about it. The Oscars, you guys remember a few years ago, was Oscars So White, that trended out there. There's a whole lot of talk about the movies and the movies that Chadwick did versus what Anthony Hopkins and some of the others. I do love that Sir Anthony Hopkins paid tribute to Chadwick Boseman in his recorded acceptance speech and all of that.
Yes,
he's just a very classy guy. And
he
if you're going to lose...
Did.
I Right. If you're going to lose, losing to Anthony Hopkins is not going to be, obviously. Yeah, I mean, he is a heavyweight.
He is a good athlete.
Oh, yeah, listen. All he has to do is say that, what is that line from that Keontae and all, I'm done.
Hello,
I'm
buddy.
Done with that, you know. Well, yeah, he is definitely out there. Now,
funny,
I do want to say this.
I don't know who he is.
No?
I don't know who Anthony
really?
Is, but
wow.
I'm not a big movie watcher, but I did see.
You're not a movie watcher at all, then.
At all.
I
did see his acceptance speech and what he, you know, him paying tribute
to Chadwick.
Yes, to Chadwick Boseman, and I thought he did a great job with that.
Me too. Yes. Now, hey, guys, I want to take a moment because we wouldn't be here talking with you guys on the Hair Radio Morning Show if it weren't for folks like FixYourFeet.com. You guys know these people. You hear them every day right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. FixYourFeet.com and the amazing Dr. Yolanda Ragland. She runs two offices, one in New York and one out in the Maryland area. She'll be on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She's coming back. Should be next week. I'm hoping she'll join us either next Tuesday or the following Tuesday. So we're going to have her live right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But along with some of the other sponsors that we have, some of the other advertisers, you guys have heard them, like Rugged Evolution. We've got Smooth Black Ink. Oh, Troy Ballard himself will be with us on tomorrow's show, live from California at about 8:30 tomorrow. StimulatingRoots.com, and that's RUTZ, the folks out there with hair loss and all that. You know, we're just excited. And I kind of want to bring, talk about a new wonderful lady out there who I just have had the recent honor to meet. And her name is Tracy. She's running something called TracyBeautySupply.com. So I do want you guys to check it out. It's an online supply store, TracyBeautySupply.com. So we're going to have her to be on soon to talk about all that wonderful good stuff and how you guys can, you know, find out about whatever special she has and maybe also find out a little bit more about her journey in the hair business, hair community. So really good stuff. And we're just happy to have you guys with us. Now, I want to talk a little bit of get some hair talk in this morning. So I'm going to give everybody a little bit of, this is a wonderful lady out of New Jersey. Talk about Jersey. And, you know, we have our big show coming up in August. But this is Ahava Felicidad is her name. And she's on a natural hair side. That's the part of the spectrum that she's in. I don't think you'll misunderstand that within moments of really hearing what she has to say. And we'll be back on the other side of this with all live talk. And also the amazing Sam Enon should be joining us. So stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well, mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes. So technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
So classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call cinnamon
really?
Buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so, it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft, and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business, and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this, because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this, because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrows certification, a cornrows certification class, or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent. Cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that we provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at havafelicidodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, you know, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes. Please speak to that, because you're really able to, I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate, and I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big shop. I call it the, it's called the Big Chop. I call it the Leap of Faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it Going Turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this Big Chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. 1 inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, the if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to the radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felici Dodd. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felici Dodd.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felici Dodd. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have 3 or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Yes.
Now you
fabulous.
It sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is, and I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come out, because you make it sound so great.
Okay. Yes. It's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session, so everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like open, you know, some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept, and it's the Ahaba Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter. So I'm a hair expert there, and I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lots of
things. How do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are, and you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. Yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure, and you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you. I sure will.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahaba, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Bond of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies.
It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, April 27th of 2021. It's our show number 553. I just want to make sure that's clear out there, 553 today. So listen, bringing to the line right now is a gentleman who has been just so instrumental in the career of so many folks. So it's my great pleasure and honor. It's been a while since he's been with us. He's up early. He's all the way out on the West Coast. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Sam Enon from California, from BOPSA, BOPSA.org. Sam, welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glad to be on your show this morning.
Yes, good morning to you, sir. I know it's you're up early, but I believe you're up early every day. Am I right?
You're right, every day, 24/7.
Yes. Well, listen, we're going to get into a little bit about what BOPSA is all about. We're going to talk a little bit about you. And also, some of the new things that you guys are doing that since you've been with us, our listeners may not be aware of. So we're real happy to have you kind of shed the light on all of that this morning. And also, we got a surprise for you coming up in just a bit. So we're going to have you to just hang on in there with us for a little bit. And in just a couple minutes, also, I'm bringing to the line my co-stars, Miss Terry and Harlan Will, who'll be joining us in just a moment or two. So first up, again, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show, and my very special guest live on the air from California is Mr. Sam Enon from BOPSA, BOPSA.org, BOBSA.org. Sam, can you please tell everybody, remind the listeners out there, what exactly is BOPSA?
Well, BOPSA means... actually, we're connecting the black dots, and what we do is we help individuals open up beauty supply stores, salons, barbershops, et cetera. Also, we focus on creating new products for individuals. If you have an idea or you have a brand that you're working on, we can help you bring it to where you want it to go. And our main thing is working with individuals, black folks that look like me, get into the beauty business. And we believe, and our mission statement is connecting the black dots.
Well, we love it, Sam. And I want to take a moment to talk a little bit about it. We're also a member of Bob's. I'm going to go ahead and put that on out there for folks to know. But why is it so important that we see ourselves as supply store owners in the black community?
Well, one of the reasons, the main reason, is because we're the consumer. We're buying 90% of all the products that in the beauty supply stores. And, you know, we've been around since 2004, which is a long time. And we have helped individuals open up about 1,000 stores over that period of time. So that's a lot. We've been working, and, you know, since the virus has been around with 12 months now, we have opened up 50 stores. It just seems
that is
like,
amazing.
Yeah, it is really just unbelievable. Well, people, a lot of black folks want to get into the business. They're tired of going into a beauty supply store and people don't look like us and don't know about our hair problems. So they're just fed up. So that's why we should take our business back.
I love how you put it. I'm sorry. You know, it just reminds me. I would have on a gentleman, and he would always say to me, you know, Carrie, you go into the supply stores, they're loaded with this and that, but there's no welcoming, no decor on the walls. It's just, you know, I mean, I literally, you have to hear how, you know, and you guys are, you see this when you go into these supply places and all of that. And as you said, it's heavy, you know, quite heavy in our community. This is what we see. This is what we know. And it's important that we represent our community. And that's why we have BOPSA.org. And I'm so happy about this. Sam, you've been out there a long time doing this. And I know firsthand. And as you said, you've been a part of helping so many folks open up supply stores and how important that is. Well, I think this is about the best time to kind of toss in my surprise for Sam Enan this morning. I actually, he does not know this, but I am bringing to the line a wonderful, wonderful surprise guest who is standing by, who you actually helped to get her business off the ground. Good morning, Tracy. Are you there? You're live on the air.
Good morning.
All right. What do you have to say, Tracy, to Sam? Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sam.
What a pleasant surprise.
Awesome.
Yes, Sam.
That's a nice surprise.
Sam did help me open up my store.
Okay, Tracy has her own online supply store business, and Sam's BOPSA.org, Sam's company, really was instrumental in helping Tracy to get started. And Tracy, you're all the way out here in New York. Sam is all the way out there in California. So that just tells you the wide arm of Sam's outfit. So walk us through a little bit, Tracy. How was your experience working with the one and only Sam Enan?
It was awesome. Sam is dope. He helped me through everything. You know, he's very professional. I really appreciate him. You don't know, you know, sometimes you think that you're not doing anything for someone, but he has done a lot for me, you know, and I appreciate him very much. He helped me in terms of, you know, putting me through to the right people to create my logo, the development of the store, and if I needed products, he's very helpful. If I call him, he answers, and he answers all the questions. I really appreciate him very, very much.
Thank you.
It gets no better than that.
Yeah. Tracy, I just want to say thank you. I want to remind everybody, now your store, you're going to come back soon right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're also proud to welcome you aboard as one of our supporters. So thank you so much, Tracy. Thanks for taking a moment right here in New York. Now, your own supply store, what is the name of your supply store? Let's try to work that in real fast.
The name of my beauty supply store is TracyBeautySupply.com.
TracyBeautySupply.com. And Tracy is spelled T-R-A-C-Y, correct?
Correct.
Okay, TracyBeautySupply.com. Okay, awesome. Tracy, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to be checking back with you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome job. Awesome job. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and take Tracy out. Tracy, thanks again for being with us. Sam, I want to turn back to you. In just a moment or two, I'm bringing on the line Miss Terry and Harlem Will, who are part of my big team here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. They've got some things to ask you. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit. Everybody knows that you help folks open up beauty supply stores. But you started a whole new platform, a new endeavor about, and I saw this, you mentioned earlier about the problems of the black hair community and all of that. What can you tell us about hair and andbeautytalk.com? I love this. You know, from what I've seen, tell us about this. It's about video beauty conference. And what exactly is that?
Well, like we're talking now, and a lot of times people in various parts of the country, they can't hear you, you know. So hopefully we'll be able to record something like this and put it on our hairbeautytalk.com for people to hear you know, all the time if they want to do it, you know. And we can also have the capability of doing Zoom on that platform.
Wow.
It's only – we've had it for about a year now, and we just really haven't pushed it because I have some other projects I'm working on, especially I'm really pushing our new concept is the app. It's going to be an app in the app store where it'll show all of the black beauty supply stores in the country, black owned. And it'll be, you know, app, Android. I mean, it should be up and running by the end of next month. And I'm really proud of that because that's something that I've been working on because people come to me all the time. I would shop a black beauty supply store, but I don't know where one is. Can you tell me where one is in your network? Now they can go to download the app, put their zip code in, and it'll pull it up, the closest one to them. And you know there
are
1,000 black-owned beauty stores in the country. And I don't know where most of them are, you know, because they open up and we have no idea that they're there. So we need to be
the voice
for them.
So you're a great resource. Yeah.
We should be the voice
for
them, you know. So.
Wow. Well, I want to say this again. And the new platform, hairandbeautytalk.com. And the and is spelled out, so it's A-N-D. It's hairandbeautytalk.com. So check that out. Now, back to bobsa.org, because what I love about your platform, Sam, is that you really, you have something called like a logo that you use. And this logo can be found across many other platforms and many other products and folks out there who are connected with Bobsa. And I like for it because it says look for this logo when dealing with different companies, different African-American companies. Can you talk a little bit about why this logo is important? And you know what I'm talking about, Sam.
Yes. It's called The Lady. And in fact, if you remember back in the 70s and 80s, the black manufacturers dominated the industry in terms of direction for the black community. The Soft Sheens, the Worlds of Curls, the Proline, Johnson, they came together and they had a started an organization called ABBA, American Health and Beauty Association. And what they did, they created this trademark called The Lady. And all of the manufacturers that were black would put this lady on the back of their package.
Exactly.
And they promoted it to look for the lady. So I've taken that same concept and say, look for the black lady in the circle, and you can put a decal on your window. We had an open and close sign for black-owned beauty supply stores. They know that you're part of the, you're black-owned, and you're part of the network.
Exactly. And I love this.
Even black businesses can put it in their window. We have decals.
Exactly.
Decals, open and close sign. I don't know if I sent you a package.
there, Carrie, did I?
Well, yeah, I have something. I mean, I stay connected. That's number one. And I love it. I shared a little bit about it this morning. I'll be also sending out across my social media and to our thousands of listeners and fans from all over the world a little bit more about BOBSA.org and how you can also get connected. I still love your newsletter, Connecting the Dots. I love it. You know, I'm a big fan of Sam. You know that I'm a big fan, sir. We've been colleagues and industry folks who've worked in the trenches for quite a few years, and we're real proud of your success. And, you know, this is your home here in, even though I'm in New York and you're 3,000 miles away, you know, we have a big base of folks out in California. I have tons of folks who pay attention to us. Even my guest tomorrow on the show is from California. He'll be on live just like you today. He'll be on tomorrow. And that's Smooth Black. But so many folks out there supporting your efforts and vice versa. Well, listen, I want to bring to the line two folks who have been standing by, kind of listening, probably taking notes a little bit about who Sam Inani is and what BOBSA.org is all about. I'm welcoming back to the line live on the air on this Tuesday morning my wonderful co-stars, Miss Terry from Georgia and Harlem Will, who's my co-star right here, both of my co-stars right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And again, good morning, Miss Terry and Harlem Will.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
All right. Well, listen. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to have Miss Terry. I know you've been chomping at the bit. You probably have a question all queued up for Sam. Why don't you take it away, Miss Terry?
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
So,
good morning.
I wanted to ask you because I have I've had an African American black friend who she actually owned a small beauty supply store. But she seemed to be having a problem because it seemed as if the product companies were limiting her access to particular products.
Mm.
So it was kind of like she could be in business, but they weren't giving her enough products and different things to be able to actually be as competitive as the Korean shops were. So my question to you, Sam, is do you or have you ever had a problem getting access to a particular product or a particular amount of products as a result of a production companies trying to limit your competition in the beauty industry against the Koreans?
That's one of the reasons that BOBSA is around, because that was our problem. Not only that, if you come up with a product and you want to get it into the distribution channel and sell it to beauty supply stores, we used to be able to get in and get our bag and go around store to store. And when we did that, you know, 90% of the stores are owned by Koreans, and they tell you that they don't want to buy your product. You know, you have to go to the distributor. The problem with products, it's not the wet goods, shampoos, conditioners, and relaxers. It's the hair brand, the Milky Way, the Bobby Boss.
Right.
Those brands. Those are the brands that the Koreans have created to sell directly to the Korean beauty supply stores. But they've kind of lightened up on that a little bit because a lot of the Korean stores are closing because the owners have just gotten old and their kids don't want to take over the business. So
exactly, that's what I've heard.
The Korean hair distributors. See, there's two different entities. There's the Korean hair distributors and there's the wet good distributors. The wet good distributors, most of the products, the old brands like the Saul Sheen, Proline, Johnson, they have been purchased by either L'Oreal or Revlon.
Wow.
So they sell to everyone. But the problem is the hair. Hair in a beauty supply store is about 80% of your sales because of dollar amount. It's such a big factor. Now, we've been around for a long time, and I was hoping that trend would change and we'd go back to using regular products rather than, you know, extensions, but that's not going to happen. You know,
it's just too late for that now. Hair is always going to drive the store business. It's going to be 80% of the sales because to do, you know, a bundle of hair, you know, it's like $50, and it takes 3 bundles and a closure to do a head. So you're talking about, you know, anywhere
money.
From $150 to $200 a sale. And the stores, yeah, it's just crazy. But we have ways of getting around that to get those products through other sources. But, you know, then when you do that, the prices, though, because we have to be competitive with our Korean brothers, you know, and that's what they try and do. But it's changing. And the Koreans get the hair from China. They don't process the hair themselves. It comes from China. The Chinese don't like the Koreans. The Koreans don't like the Chinese.
Wow.
So now the Chinese is going selling directly to the customer here in the United States. And Amazon has just exploded and changed the whole game in our business. And they're just selling everything. In fact, Amazon has just recently started their own salons.
Wow.
They created their own salons. So it's changing, but it's slow. But the only way we can, you know, fight that is work together. We have to work
together.
Right. We can start pooling our resources and buying together because we can buy directly from those companies. The minimums on those hair brands that I mentioned to you is like $5,000, you know, usually for opening order. And that's how they keep us out of it. But there's a lot of black folks in our industry that are buying direct, and we try and find out who they are and buy with them.
Exactly. Buying, like, the pooling the resources.
Right. Exactly.
And that's a way that we can get that done. Listen, I want to have a good question, Ms. Terry. Great response on that, Sam. Really appreciate that.
By the way, listen, she can contact us, and we can help her if she needs help with that.
Okay, absolutely.
The thing about it, we're a membership, but we also realize that our people don't have a lot of capital to start their business. That's the biggest problem in our industry. So we understand that. So advice is free.
Okay.
Oh, we like that. We like that. Listen, if you just joined us, I know, Sam, we've kind of been chatting with you. We've been talking to Sam from BOBSA, Sam Inham from BOBSA. .org. We're having another person standing by. Harlem Will has a quick question or two for you. He's my wonderful co-star and co-host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Harlem Will, what do you have to say to Sam Enon?
Well, good morning, Mr. Sam Enon. It is a pleasure to speak with you this morning. And thank you for answering one of my questions, whereby answering what's the biggest challenge that you see the most entrepreneurs trying to break into the industry, and you just mentioned it. It's capital. It's a capital thing. So thank you for answering that. So had to come up with another quick question on the fly, but I think it's a good one. it's based on the knowledge that you presented, saying that 80% of the hit of the sales in the salons are the hair products. So what's your take on the future of the natural hair movement? How do you think that's going to grow, considering that the biggest seller, 80% of the market is coming from the hair bundles and the attachments?
Sam, it does. Yeah. How does that affect? Because they are affected, those Korean supply places and all of that, with regards to natural hair. I think the implosion of natural hair, or explosion, I should say.
Yeah, they are, but, you know, we kind of level on their playing field because of the people are very comfortable with ordering online. I can't tell you, I'm sitting on right now about 10 new, well, some of them are new and some of them are not, new natural companies that, you know, they're making a product in the kitchen. We call them kitchen chemists. Kitchen chemists.
Okay, I got you. I am not corrected, Sam, either, let me tell you. You go ahead, Sam. Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is that
buying online is very comfortable now because of, you know, everybody said the virus was a negative thing. It was a negative thing, but, you know, it got us to think a different way of making money. And then the Internet just exploded in terms of sales. You know, anybody can sell online now. You know, of course, you know how to work on various social media platforms, but you can sell online. But, you know, you're going to limit yourself when you do that, but you have to. It's a good place to start. It's a good place to start. And it is changing because the Koreans do not want natural products to come in and to be a part of their business because it cuts it cuts their sales. You think about it, you know. I mean, a beauty supply store doing, you know, $100,000 a year, 80% of that is in hair, you know.
Right.
The bundle hair, the wigs, et cetera. Wigs are always going to be around, but the bundle hair, the weaving, you know, the braiding's going to always be around. So we have to counteract that with products to lend itself to those types of styles. And
exactly.
You know, so that's what we're trying to do, you know. But we have to work.
Oh, gosh. From your lips to God's ears.
We got to work. And, you know, our biggest problem that we have when we open up a new store, usually the owner of the new store is more concerned about what black beauty supply stores in the area and not what Korean beauty supply stores in the area. You know, it might be
elaborate on that.
Well, because, you know, it's like crabs in a barrel. We know we can't. It's hard to compete against the Koreans, but it's easy to compete against us because each one of us don't have nothing. But can you imagine if you find, I said, if there's another black beauty supply store in your area and you open up a store, let's get together with them and let them help us open your store and compete against those 10 Korean beauty supply stores in the area.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, amazing. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you, Sam. I know it is early out in California. What part of California are you in again? Because I don't think you're in Southern California, right?
No, I can see Oracle from my house.
Oh, really?
I'm 20
miles.
Wow. 20 miles north of San Francisco. I'm right in Silicon Valley.
Get out of here.
I drive by Facebook all the time.
Yeah. Wow. That must be amazing. You'll have to make a video for us one of these days.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was here before they were here, though.
Wow. We love it, Sam. We love it. Yes. Well, I am just blown away. We've done some interviews with folks out there in the Silicon Valley. Jesse Jackson, who I had the pleasure of interviewing, he was working on a project with those folks out there, and his best friend was Butch Wing, who you guys can Google these folks. It was just awesome. He was on our show to talk about the black community and being more prevalent out there in the Silicon Valley, and what does that mean to our community. So real good stuff. You're in a good environment over there, Sam, out in California. Now, what's next for BAFTA, right? Oh, well, that get in line. Get in line, Sam. Yeah. Now, I do want to ask you, what I know you've got the wonderful hairandbeautytalk.com. What is next for BAFTA.org? I'm going to ask you, what's next for BAFTA?
Well, right now, it's the big thing is the app, because that's going to be the key, because as I mentioned to you, internet is very part of us, so the app is going to hopefully bring the black community together in terms of beauty supply stores. And it's going to be other things related to beauty, too. You'll be able to advertise on the app, et cetera. But the app is going to kind of bring the community together. That's a piece where, you know, we're looking for a black beauty supply store, and we want to shop that store to keep our dollars in the black community. So that app
has
a lot of platforms for everything. It's going to be just everything black, you know.
Wow. We love it.
I
on that
like
note, we really do. And, Sam, I have to tell you, Sam has been with us many, many times.
But I'll tell you how times have changed, Sam. In the old days, we had to put disclaimers all over the place before Sam came. But Sam, those days are gone.
You haven't done that. You haven't, I noticed you didn't do that this time.
It's not needed anymore, Sam, because we share your sentiment entirely on this broadcast, and we support you 1,000%. We love
BAFTA.org. He used to beat me all the time. Beat this kind of.
Sam used to go in. You guys have to hear some of those classic interviews in our archives. Well, Sam, before we say goodbye, is there anyone that you want to shout out to this morning or any last words of encouragement or anything you want to share with our listeners of the Hair Radio Show?
No, but if you're thinking about getting in any part of the beauty business, whether it's making a new product or want information about anything that relates to our business, and if you're black, not if you're white, if you're black, not if you're Korean.
All right.
And contact us, okay? You can call me direct, 650-863-3491. Or you can email me at sam@bobsa.org. That's BOBSA.ORG.
Sam, again, thank you for – yes, Sam, you are the man. Thank you for being with us. We just appreciate you. Adore you here. Bobsa.org. Check Sam in on out. He is the man. Thanks so much, Sam, for being with us again. Listen, we're going to just turn to Beyonce to carry us on through a little bit here. So taking a quick music break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
9 4 8 1 B-Day. Just tell him, baby, that's the dog.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's April 27th of 2021. We've got a few announcements to make, and I'm bringing back to the line the one and only Harlem Will Powers and Miss Terry, again from Georgia. Good morning, guys. How was that? Was that not action-packed with Sam from California?
Yeah,
that was just awesome, right?
Love Sam.
Yeah, he brings the energy, and we just have a great time whenever he's on. So I gotta just always shout him out, and we want to support Bobsa.org. He has memberships available, so he is the man when it comes to setting up these things. And please check out all of his platforms. We support him 150%. Now, I've got to say, guys, lots of stuff going on. We've got the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. We've got to talk about it. It comes out. It's actually 3 days, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd this year, 2021. So let me make that clear. And what I love about it is I'm in New York, but the actual Road to Healthy Hair Workshop takes place at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So our website, which is hairnationexpo.biz, has complete details. But what I'm most impressed about is that I just had a chance to go down to the Showboat a few days back, and you guys can see some of my postings. It is just beautiful. It's a great, great, great space for us to have this event. And it's primarily going to be outside. So, again, like you, we are concerned about what's happening in the world today with the pandemic. And so we are glad to say that, first of all, we have over 10,000 square feet of space. So we got plenty of space. You don't have to worry about that, and we're outside. But we do have one workshop room that will be alternating for everybody. So whether you are a professional or not, you'll be able to take part in a workshop should you desire to do so. And that we're real happy. It'll be right on the first floor. Right next to the elevators, so we're real happy. It's a huge room in there, so, and we're only going to have it partially filled. So lots of good stuff. As far as the vendors go, we're real happy to bring on a whole lot of folks who've got a whole plethora of different hair and beauty-related items and some other items as well to share. I'm real happy about that. We'll talk more about that as we move along in the coming months. So, you know, let's kind of just mention a little bit about some of the upcoming guests on the show. And Ms. Terry, Harlem, well, I want to talk to you guys also because you guys, we have not been able, I've been trying, we haven't been able to do our actual one-on-one interviews. So I'm going to talk with you guys a little bit about yourselves in just a moment. So get ready for that, okay? Get ready. But first, I want to just remind everybody, tomorrow's show on the Hair Radio Morning Show on Wednesday, our very special guest live at 8:30 Eastern. So this is the last half hour of the show. We have an amazing gentleman who is a big part of the Hair Radio whole platform. I wouldn't have made it this far without Smooth Black. His name is Troy Ballard. He has Smooth Black Inc., which is what he goes by on the West Coast. He's huge. I've known him since we were teenagers, literally. So he's huge in this industry. And I'm so glad because he's been my cousin by extension, and I'm just real, real pleased that he's a big deal on the West Coast and literally comes out to the Bronner Brothers and all that wonderful good stuff. We're happy to have him join us at Road to Healthy Hair coming up in August and so many other things. So we've got a lot to chat with him about. Smooth Black will be with us tomorrow at 8:30 live from California again. But he's in Southern California, so he'll join us from Southern California tomorrow. So you don't want to miss that. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and what is that? So it's about 5:30 in the morning out in the West Coast if you're going to listen live. Wow, so that'll be kind of early. Harlem Will, let's talk to you for a moment. I want you to bring everybody. Yeah, hello, good morning to you. You know, you and Miss Terry helped me to hold it down each day right here, and I wanted to take a moment to honor you guys on the air to thank you for your support. You've been really instrumental in helping us in recent times to just to fill out some of the space that we have so available to us each morning right on the show. And our folks, I appreciate it. The listeners appreciate it. You're doing something great. So let's take a moment to ask you a little bit about yourself, Harlem Will. Tell us something we don't know. Now, you host a radio show. Tell us a little bit about your radio show. What's the difference between your radio show and your work at the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, the difference between the show that I host, which is going to be a different show. I have two shows, by the way, but the main show I'm usually on is Kicking It with CeCe and Will. We come on Facebook every Saturday at 4 p.m. And the difference between my show and what I do on my show and what I do on the Hair Radio Show is that it's not always hair that I talk about, although I like to cover the topic from time and time again. Because I'm not an expert. I am getting my education from Mr. Kerry Hines and Ms. Terry. I like to talk about a lot of different topics that people don't think about. I like to explore angles of a story that most people don't think about. And it's something that is not necessarily mainstream, but I try to present it in a good way. And I try to present it in an interesting way. And just to make people think about a story or a topic from a different perspective, and just bring that in, because we've always thought about we can always think about it from our perspectives, but let's try to hear it out from a different angle and see if that, you know, see if we can either see the similarities or if we can't, which is okay, but just as long as I can present it. And that's the main difference. I try to present different angles of different stories on my show.
Well, we are happy to have you on whatever borrowed time we've got you. We're thrilled to bring a certain level of excitement to this broadcast. And I just want you to know we appreciate you. You're doing a great job. So thank you very much for being part of the team.
Being here.
Okay. And turning to the one and only. Well, listen, we are just thrilled to have you guys. And turning to the one and only, Miss Terry, out of Georgia. I know the folks down there just hate how I just just cut up the name Georgia. But Miss Terry, it is my honor to have you on the show. Now, you are, being a hairstylist, you hear us, we have lots of guests who are also hairstylists on. What goes through your mind sometimes when you're hearing some of these other noted, celebrated hairstylists and others who are just well-known in the industry? What goes through your mind? What do you think about as being a hairstylist and now being part of the Hair Radio Show?
You know, it's been an awesome, eye-opening experience for me, because I've been in the hair industry almost close to 30 years, and some of the people that I've been introduced to via the radio show, I had never heard of some of these people. Just like Sam, who just spoke, I had never heard of Sam, but I think he's awesome. So this has been a great opportunity and very eye-opening that for me, because sometimes you think, okay, you just about know everything that you need to know about the hair business, but this is like a totally different side of the hair business for me, and I'm excited about it because, you know, once you've been in for 30 years, you're like, okay, this can't get too much better, but it really has just getting to know things that I didn't know, so I'm really excited about that.
Really. That's really nice to hear. Well, we're glad to have you a part of this team, Ms. Terry. You're doing a great job. And just someone who has come on board as a fan contributor, just being someone who's been a supporter out there for the broadcast, and now to be part of our daily show, it's just awesome. And I do want to say this, just for folks out there, if you're listening and tuned in, we're always looking to build out our team. We have an opening. This is the first time you guys have heard this. We have an opening right now for one more individual to join our lineup here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So if you're in the hair business or not, we have opened up the umbrella. We're looking for dynamic personalities. This is what we want. We want, I shouldn't say personalities, personalities. We want you to, we don't want to be faced with, Sybil every day. But we are looking, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, if you got a great position, you're not shy about sharing what's on your mind. If you yourself are interested or you know somebody else, very simple, you can have them to reach out to us. You can have them to reach out to us. Between the hours of 9 and 3 Eastern time today, because this is the only day I'm going to be looking for this particular person, and I'm opening up the time for us to do this because we're running a very tight schedule, as you can imagine, at Hair Radio. So I'm going to give you the number. If you have a pen and paper, you want to write this down. You can always listen back to the show as well and play it back in here. But I'm going to give you the number right now that you can reach out to our office. Now, this is not, I won't be on the radio show. It'll be to our office. And after 9 o'clock, you'll be able to call that number at 9 o'clock Eastern, and we will speak to you if you are interested in joining our morning lineup here at Hair Radio. So real, real exciting stuff. We're really, really happy. I do want to let folks know we have thousands of listeners from all over the world, literally from all over the world who are in and around the hair and beauty industry. I myself have been doing the Hair Radio Show for 25 years all by itself. And this last rendition known as The Morning Show has been on since 2015 with almost 2,000 hours of recorded material for Monday through Friday for years. So we have definitely pushed ourselves out. Some credit us with starting the whole idea of a podcast since we were talking about hair on the air way back in 1995. And so we've been on regular terrestrial AM and FM radio. I've run a 24-hour hair and beauty network. I've also been on different cities that I have syndicated the show to Philadelphia, New Jersey, Atlanta, and New York, of course, just on regular AM and FM radio. So we've done a lot. And I just want to say thank you. Our listeners really deserve the credit for keeping us around, our listeners and our sponsors. These are folks, again, like FixYourFeet.com. I want to say Smooth Black Ink. I want to say Stimulating Roots. And, of course, The Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. I don't want to forget that. He also has helped us out quite a bit. Rugged Evolution Beard Care. So in addition to my own brand, we have a brand that we support called Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website is ruggedevo.com. And, of course, one of my big supporters out here, FixYourFeet.com. They've been rolling with us for a long time, and we love them very much. Dr. Yolanda Raglan will be joining us in the next week or two. She'll be on with us live to talk about summer foot care, and she's a big, big entrepreneur person, so she's really going to be letting your ears have it with some good stuff. So that's really it. It's time for the outro this week, today I should say, this Tuesday morning, and we'll be back on Wednesday show. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning, live from 6 to 9 Eastern, again for an all-new edition. Harlem Will, I want to thank you for being with us. Miss Terry, thank you. And today's guest, we were just having fun with Sam Inna from BOPSA. Check them out at BOPSA.org. I'm going to go ahead and get the outro. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. It was a great show.
Ms. Terry, Harlem Wood, did you guys have fun?
Absolutely.
I had
yes.
a whole bunch of
All right.
That's
the guy, right? All right,
oh,
folks.
Yeah.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Here's our outro.
All right.
It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's 3 big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686. Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur, you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's by me, Carrie Hines, and is on sale at Amazon.com. Start your new career as a Caribbee Hair Products Distributor, where you'll make money and meet interesting folks selling our hair care systems.